Ziegler is out of the building, sir.
Good.
If you'd like to see Colson, he's,
well, if I do, I'll see him at the EOB. He's around.
Yes, sir. I just went in and checked with the secretary.
He's here. Alex on the thing tonight. What is the situation about where he might stay? Is it your, are you working at Oxford?
Yes, sir.
Doreen and Nico stay in Birch. Rogers in Hollywood.
Rogers and just Rogers.
Oh, is there another cabin officer up there?
No, sir. Not spending the night.
There are other cabin officers for dinner at Bellevue.
Peterson and Butts.
Well, they're coming back. They don't want to spend the night.
Peterson and Butts and three Russians.
Well, isn't there somebody we could put in with Rogers, because you might as well?
It's better than the one.
Fine.
But in that dog.
In that dog.
Incidentally, I would shift that.
If I knew, it was, I think, from the aggression that comes, that more about the temporary than dog. So we're going to have to use them if they're around, but they, what does make any damn difference?
That's easy to shift, because there's just making it just a matter of who you were.
I thought Birch, just because it's a little bit
more detached.
More detached on that stuff.
Yeah.
And
good.
Might just be a lot better.
Good.
Let's do that. I keep on guessing you were Maple.
Good.
And what about the Baranzov?
They'll be coming back down after dinner. Baranzov and
we could invite them to stay if they want them to stay.
Well, it gets kind of sticky. Henry thought it was better not to.
All right.
I have the three Russians and the three
and the three Americans go home.
Three or four Americans.
That's well. Okay.
I guess Cecil.
I didn't want to bother you.
Cecil and Butts and Peters.
Plus they got a helicopter.
Three Russians. We chopper them back after dinner.
Good.
It makes it a little more special for the guy to stay.
I agree. You shouldn't have a whole get out there.
What the hell does it mean for that man to stay?
Just leave them all right.
It would mean something, but it means less to Gromyko if you have all of his crowds.
I agree. Gromyko to bring in Rogers, and then I'll bring them all back with me. What time is signing the next day, Bob?
10.
March.
Figured at 8 o'clock breakfast at Laurel.
For them.
And the 9 o'clock departure. Get here at 10:15. I mean, 9 o'clock, get here at 9:40.
Yeah.
And
go right, then they go back to the embassy.
So they could wait here.
So they should go right in here, and so they should be prepared to go right into the ceremony. Well, I hope it's a day like this. It was the most beautiful day, fall day I ever saw. It was just great. Of course, the fall is nice everywhere. What they want is they want me in the ring.
They want to ask for the governor,
right? I'm not going to write Easton's opponent. I'm not going to write McCollum's opponent.
Vice President covered the Easton one actually pretty thoroughly. He endorsed it, in fact. He refused to endorse the Republican, said he would not, could not be in a position of opposing, of supporting an opponent to Senator Easton, who had been such a strong supporter of the president's and the administration. And Clark Reed played it beautifully. He said, that's exactly what we've expected. I pushed this guy in to run because I was afraid James Meredith would get the nomination, which would have been a disaster. And I told him he could expect no, he is running at my urging. But I told him he would have no support from the administration. He could not expect any. In other words, he didn't bitch at that. He didn't say, you know, this is a terrible thing.
You can't get that asshole. And for Robert Norton, by the way,
apparently not.
I don't care. McCollum will win.
He's, Winthrop is sick, apparently. I think he's in the, he was in the hospital. An interesting note from Jim Keogh.
Before we finish with Keogh, getting back to the rest, the letters sound good to me, don't they? You?
Yeah.
The other point that I was going to make, and I'm going to talk to John Ehrlich about it later today, is, or tomorrow perhaps, the strategy of this $250 billion debt limit is one of the candidate suggestions. So I wrote a letter to each member of the Congress urging his support. I told John this morning it just sounded too gimmicky to me. Particularly if I'm going to write support letters and all the rest, great. I was like, oh, yes. I just wonder what you think about it. I think I can indicate support, but I mean, a letter to each member of the Congress, especially the Democrats, Christ, I think that's, I mean, you, it gives them a chance, each of them, to respond to the letter and make news about it, a lengthy exposition of why this sort of thing is the power of wrong. It makes a lot of news and that sort of thing. Republicans don't need it. John said, well, you've got to show presidential leadership.
Yeah,
I said, Scott, damn it. John, I said, what does an 8:30 meeting in the morning mean? What does sending all my people around mean? You know, you're, what John and Winder go out and say, isn't that leadership? What in the name of God? I don't know. Maybe we're, maybe on my view is a story, I guess. I'm not going to send a letter.
I don't think you should.
Well, I think achievements are too.
Well, and especially at this point, which is, you know, if we were, you can show leadership by the way. Maybe you should call some Democrats in.
Yeah, that's just a grand standpoint. I could make a few telephone calls. I still want those telephone calls, as I told you. You're going to have a problem. You've got to realize you're going to have a problem. Look, am I keeping you from Manchester? You're going to have a problem with the Jews. We're not going to be able to go on with these damn exit visas. And I talked with Henry Rogers about this morning. And our Republicans and everybody else are going to be raising hell about the Jews. Bill says, well, he's perfect right on the issue. He said, I don't know what the problem is. And I said, if the Jews want to move out of America, hostage to that. I said they can do it. I said, but they're playing a very dangerous game.
And I was reading an analysis.
Totally agree.
I was reading an analysis of the Jewish support that you're picking up that I find, I can't remember whose it was, I find very compelling, which is that, and it's basically what you've been saying, again, Jewish support that you're getting, the increase in Jewish support, has based in focus. The leadership it has to do with Israel. In focus, it has nothing to do with Israel.
Jewish thing. But then after I got used to that, you know, the Jewish propaganda.
Yeah.
I thought, oh Christ, it's like this. none of them either. But if you got through it, you have a market that's greater. But the point is, you see fit on the roof. If I were the Jews running for exit, it's because I just have a network run fiddler on the roof, like the Randlow story, of the whole country see the son of a bitch. You see, because it gets everybody stood up about Jews.
Yeah.
But is it ever, let me say, do you realize that that same thing, they could have made that picture about Ukrainian Catholic men?
Yeah.
Huh? About Lithuanians, about Estonians, about hundreds of millions of poor sons of bitches living in Russia.
Music wouldn't have been as good though. That Jewish music is great.
What's your analysis of Jewish folk?
Well, that they say, and this would apply to the exegesis too. They can, if they went the other way, that isn't what they care about. What they care about is their personal pocketbook safety and community position problems. And their position in the community, their personal safety of their lives, and the protection of their pocketbook all push them to you. The first two because of race, and the third because of and there's a strong belief in the Jewish culture for passing, you know, building, amassing wealth and passing it on.
And, oh, yeah.
And he's white. And against
borders. There's no sense, you know, I mean, all you should respond to it all, only because of that. They do want to pass on their state somewhere.
That argument was that Israel isn't a real issue with them. That isn't what's making the difference in the Jewish vote.
Right.
Or foreign policy at all,
really. You should have in mind that the Democrats will seize upon it. They're going to try to say that we're soft on the Russians, and we're making a deal with Arabs and so forth. And we should have insisted that the Russians ought to be Jews out, and so forth. You know, I mean, it's really a so goddamn hypocritical, you know, like some Joe Kratz and these others who were so soft on the Russians who said that we were too hard on them earlier to make these arguments. But I do have to anticipate how they're going to do that. And the Congress, of course, will give us some problems. They will give us some problems, not only with the water bill, which I will veto with great pleasure, but the Social Security thing that's coming down the pipe is the goddamnest thing.
You're slowing the age?
Huh? How are we? I mean, enormous cost.
Social Security at 55?
Enormous cost. I'm going to veto it solely on the basis of raise taxes.
They did a good job after your meeting this morning on the ceiling, spending ceiling.
Sure.
That's a question of taxes. And that's
or and or. It was good to have earlier. Why couldn't do it? They're so much more effective than the leaders because basic theory. They know the subject matter and they're smarter. They do get confused. And the problem is on the Jerry Ford was in there. Bless us, Mike, to go out and do those things. Anyway, we'll make that the issue this week.
We pushed some issue stuff just for the hell of it. What do you think is the single most important issue in the campaign? And then on this, do you agree more with the position of Nixon or more with the position of McGovern? And we don't have the breakdowns, but when you take the total, I don't have the specific issues, but when you take the total, it's 49-22 Nixon and McGovern. And which position do you agree with? And on the second most important issue, they did the same thing as 37-19. 44 undecided, much higher undecided as the importance of the issue goes down. The third is 17-10 with 73 undecided. On the grain deal, was this a good thing or not? We asked, you know, in Iowa, we asked the same questions here. Iowa was approval 59-18 nationally, It's 49-29. On registered voters, 51-28. So it's called a 50-30. Approval.
Why are you against?
Do you think the charge on the deal is true or untrue? 38 true, 16 untrue, 47 no, no. And then the FBI should investigate 83% say yeah. And would this make you less likely to vote? Set 14% say yes, less likely, and 74% say no.
But you haven't got still who those 14 are.
Yeah, we get it. I don't have any of the breakdowns.
That's really what's relevant.
That's right. Of the two presidential candidates, whose policies do you believe provide our POWs with the best chance of being returned to the U.S.? We tried to hit that because it was POW week.
Yeah.
Nixon 46, McGovern 28. Do you agree or disagree with the charge made by Senator McGovern administration's actions in recent release of the POWs delayed their release and will endanger the release of other POWs? 16 agree, 50 disagree, 34 McGovern's charge Nixon holds the key to release of our POWs, but is sacrificing their freedom in order to keep South Vietnamese President II in power. Do you agree or disagree? 13 agree, 34 disagree, 39 hadn't even heard the charge. Do you agree or disagree with this proposal made by Senator McGovern? We should cut our defense budget by $32 billion, even if it puts us behind the Soviet Union military strength. 16 agree, 73 disagree. We asked that in July, and it was 19-6, agree, 66 disagree, so it shifted.
Yeah. And so that was the one to keep the issue on. No, that's why I said a fan answer.
But it shows the POW thing didn't do us any harm. The weak deal is making much difference, and the defense thing is still hurting him.
Your registered voter deal here, and you say Gallup was his last full registered voter deal? No.
Yes.
In other words, his last full was what, 61?
Gallup and Harris are both now only registered voters.
Okay. And this one was only registered voters, came out 59, huh?
28.
Well, that would add up to, this is a total.
Gallup gets 61-33.
Which is a closer spread. This is a 31-point spread. Right. Ours is a 31-point spread. That's 31, this is 28. That would figure. That's about what you think.
Even in using it, we just say we got a poll from somewhere, we saw something.